I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Planned Parenthood will soon be under the microscope of Congress. At issue is the group's use of partial birth abortion to preserve fetal organs for research. Michelle Schaun of Life Matters Worldwide.
They're looking at a fully formed 18 to 24-week baby. You know, they can distinguish the heart and the lungs and the liver, and it's a human being, and they know it.
At missionnews.org, we've got details on how Life Matters uses ultrasounds to introduce expecting moms to their savior. It's a creative answer to a divisive problem. But innovation and creativity don't always grab headlines because, face it, bad news is easier. 5.5 years after Haiti's quake, one inspired group can share their success story.
We've built 30 new schools throughout the earthquake-ravaged area. And we've built homes. We did emergency supply kits. We did an income generation loan program that helped launch 450 businesses.
That's spokesman Tim Glenn for Compassion International. They've kept their promise to Haiti and closed the disaster office a week ago. And it's really a God thing because the gospel is spreading through the church network, the schools, and the sponsorships. And really, who doesn't love a good story? A great storyteller includes emotion, conflict, resolutions, and characters. The Bible is packed with stories that are not only drama-filled, but also show the power of God's love. It's so important the International Mission Board shares 8 tips on how to do this well. We've shared them at our website. The tips range from know your story to practice. And then what? Well, get out there and start telling the story of Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.